behalf of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, this morning, I want to talk to you a little bit about a living sacrifice to God. Do you not know that you are a living sacrifice to God? I just want to get that message to you this morning. But before we really go into that wholeheartedly and everything, let us talk about the Old Testament and the sacrifices they made back in those times. Back then, they made sacrifices as far as animals. In other words, they used animals to make sacrifices. And they were called, like, they had a burnt sacrificial offering. They had a sin sacrificial offering. They had a guilt sacrificial offering. They had a grain sacrificial offering. And they had a peace sacrificial offering. And these offerings you had to bring forth in order to atone for your sins. And of course, you had to bring forth these offerings to the priest, or the high priest. Back in that time, that was in the time of Moses. Moses was the leader of Israelites, and then you had Aaron, who was the high priest, and his sons were the priests along with him. And they would be the ones that would take your animal sacrifices, like a bull, a sheep, or a goat, or a turtle dove. They would take these sacrifices and atone for your sins. So this was the way you were allowed to make a sacrifice back in those particular times. So, but they were temporary. You had to do them over and over again and just continually. But here's where everything ends. Where all that was eliminated. We come down through 42 generations, and God sent his son, Jesus Christ, as a living sacrifice for all of us. But he had to die on Calvary's cross, and after 3 days, he got up out of the grave, which gave him victory over the grave and victory over death, which meant that the sacrifices that they were doing back then was taken care of in one shot here by Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. We no more had to bring a turtle dove. We no more had to bring a bull or a sheep or a goat to sacrifice for our sins. So now that Jesus has done this, then that's what allows us to do what Paul is asking us to do in Romans 12 and 1. And in Romans 12 and 1, as we know, it reads as thus. It says, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Now, we are talking about presenting a living sacrifice here, which is yourself, your whole body, to God for his service. And of course, once you do that, of course, you Christ by accepting him as your Lord and Savior. And then you are able to do this living sacrifice that we're talking about. And we're talking about don't be conformed to this world, which means that don't do the things that you see everybody else doing out there that's not of God. Do not be conformed to those things that are ungodly. But let your mind be transformed or renewed, that renewed and transformed, that will be acceptable to God, the perfect will of God. So then, now you are a living sacrifice to God, because you are really exercising who he is and how he would live and how he would interact with people. And of course, the one word that we want to tell you about that all of us know that God is all about, and that is love. Love in everything that you do. Love in interacting with your fellow man by telling him all the things about our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and do it in love. Agape love. Unconditional love. That's what we are talking about. So we have to definitely recognize what Jesus did. And then it goes on down in this same chapter, and it talks about the body of Christ. We are all part of the body of Christ. And see, once you become a living sacrifice, then you certainly can become part of the body of Christ. And he compares the body of Christ to the human body, because the human body has many members. You have your toes, your legs, your mouth, your eyes, your head. All of those things are part of your body and are necessary for your body to function properly. Likewise, we, as being part of the body of Christ, are necessary for the body of Christ to operate properly. So praise be to God that he's given us the opportunity to be part of his body, to be able to contribute the gifts that he's given us to exercise and to allow people to see our gift and be compelled to come to Jesus. My. Ain't Jesus good today? Ain't the Lord good? So we want to definitely become a living sacrifice unto God. That means we throw all of this stuff that's out here in this world to the side and become Christ-like. We want to take up our cross and follow him. We want to suffer with him. We want to prosper with him. All of the blessings and the things that come from serving the Lord, we want that. Because we know when blessings go up, when praises go up, blessings come down. So be a living sacrifice to the Lord. you today. Thank you for listening to me for a few minutes.
Amen. And now, morning prayer by Deaconess K. Walker.
Father, I stretch my hands to thee. No other help I know. If thou withdraw thyself from me, where shall I go? This morning, our Heavenly Father, I come as humbly as I know how, just to say thank you. I thank you, Lord, because you watched over us throughout the night. You kept us safe, and you woke us to a brand new day. And I just want to say thank you. Lord, I thank you today for family, and I thank you for friends. And, Lord, you know what we each stand in need of, and we pray that you will grant it in the name of Jesus. Those that are sick today, Lord, we pray for healing. Those that are bereaved, we pray that you comfort. For the unsaved, we pray for salvation. And those that stand in need, we know you're a way maker. Lord, we pray especially for our New Hope Church family, that you will order our steps in your word, Lord, and bridle our tongues, and teach us how to love and respect one another. Lord, we thank you for our pastor, Dr. Owen. Continue to give him the knowledge and the ability to lead us where you would have us to go. But help us to be obedient, Lord, to what we know is right and pleasing in your sight. We pray, Lord, for the speaker today. Bless her and give her a word from you. We just thank you, Lord, for another day that you have kept us. Where there's war and confusion, we pray for peace. Touch leaders, O Heavenly Father, and help them know they are not God, that you truly do sit high, but you look low, and only you have all power in your hand. Now, as we go throughout this day, Lord, order our steps in your word, Lord, and let our hearts not be troubled. And just lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, power and glory forever. Amen.
We're living in a day and time. We're being politically correct.
What you mean?
It's popular.
No, I just finished praying.
Turn that around again.
Okay.
We're living in a day and time where everybody's saying the name of God, but nobody wants to say the name of Jesus. We don't want to offend the Muslims. We don't want to offend the Jews. We don't want to offend the Arabs. And so therefore we crucify him of flesh. But I want you to know that there will come a time when every Muslim, when every Buddhist, when every Jew will have to get down on their knees and have to confess that at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow. So I want every blood-washed believer to not wait until then. And if you've ever gone through something, you know right here,
tell them
that there's something about the name.
Something, y'all.
Something about the name Jesus.
Something about the name.
Something about the name Jesus.
It's the sweetest name. Yeah.
It is the sweetest name.
Sweetest name I know.
I know.
And I love that name.
Oh, how I love the name Jesus. Oh, how I love the name Jesus.
It's the sweetest name. Yeah.
It is the sweetest name.
Just take a minute and explain to him what you're really trying to say. What you really trying to say?
Don't say some people say I'm crazy, but
I can't explain.
The power that I feel
when you call his name.
When I call your name.
That fire.
Said it's just like fire.
Where's
it? Shut up! When the Holy Ghost gets a movement, said he won't leave me alone.
We're the winners. Everybody,
something
about the name.
Something about the name Jesus.
It's the sweetest name, yeah.
It is the sweetest.
is the sweetest name, yeah.
How sweet is it? I want you to tell Detroit for a minute. How sweet is it? Sweeter than honey.
Said it's sweeter than honey. From the honeycomb.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
When the Holy Ghost gets to moving,
just won't leave you alone.
Said he won't leave me alone.
Oh, no. Now tell every Muslim member to, at the name of
at
Jesus.
At the name of Jesus.
What's going to happen to me?
Every knee has got to bow.
So tell them to wait.
You don't have to wait till the fire comes.
What can they do?
You can clap your hands
right
and praise
right
him.
Now.
Oh, yeah.
Detroit, let me hear
you. Yeah, yeah.
Something about the name Jesus.
Something about that
something
name.
Something about the name Jesus.
It's the sweetest name, yeah.
It is the sweetest name.
Sweetest name I know.
Everybody lift your hands and worship with us. And come on.
I know.
Everybody, let me hear you.
I know.
If you've ever gone through something,
say
now, Reverend Arnetta Carpenter. Okay. Let's see. Ladies and gentlemen, excuse me for that. We'll go to another song. We'll be right back.
Use your key. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. Woo! To break every chain, break every chain.
Now, Reverend Arnetta Carpenter.
There's power in the name of Jesus.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon to my listening audience. I hope that you will be able to hear me. We've been having a little technical difficulty. Please let me know if you cannot hear me. But anyway, I'm here this afternoon to bring you the message. And my title this afternoon will be Anchored and Standing in the Storms of Life. We will come from Acts 27, verses 27 through 30. And it goes as this. But when the 14th night came, as we were being driven about in the Adriatic Sea, about midnight, the sailors began to surmise that they were approaching some land. They took soundings and found it to be 20 fathoms. And a little farther on, they took another sounding and found it to be 15 fathoms. Fearing that we might run aground somewhere on the rock, they cast four anchors from the stern and wished for daybreak. But as the sailors were trying to escape from the ship and had let down the ship's boat into the sea on the pretense of intending to lay out anchors from the bow, Paul said to the centurion and to the soldiers, unless these men remain in the ship, you yourselves cannot be.
Yeah, I think we lost Reverend Arnetta for a minute. Let's see if we can get her reconnected.
There is power in the name of Jesus. Oh, to break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. Oh, break every chain, to break every chain. Break every chain.
Let's say there is power.
There is power.
Come on.
In the name of Jesus.
Come on, you declare it.
There is power in the name of Jesus.
There is power.
There is power
in the name.
In the name of Jesus.
We know where it is.
Break every chain.
Break every chain.
Break
every chain.
Come on,
say it to me.
Break every chain. Break every chain. Break every chain.
There's an army rising up. There's an army.
Break every chain, break every
break every chain. And now, Reverend Walter Williams.
Yes, praise the Lord. Y'all pray for me. I've got a word here from the Lord that something is always on my mind because I love the Lord. And that's the Lord Jesus, Savior Jesus Christ. I heard her never start for a few minutes. She was talking about Paul travel on the ship. And Paul had many men on the ship with him. But the one thing I love about that story, but that Paul had told them when trouble came, for them not to get off the ship, but to hold on. So what I'm trying to tell you is, when trouble comes, don't become discouraged, but hold on to God's unchanging hand. And at the end of that, as I read that story about the ship, every man that was on that ship, in order for him to be saved, had to have a piece of that ship in his hand. And if he held it in his hand, he held it on to Jesus, because Paul has already prayed, because God has already given him the answer before they even get to the island. And I want to just speak today and tell you, keep on holding on to God's unchanging hand. And if you just keep on holding hands, because there's a question that has been asked. Believe me, Lord, I'm skipping over a little bit now, y'all. The only question has been asked, what must I do to be saved? And I can imagine that Paul is telling these people on the ship, what must they do to be saved? Connect with Jesus. Paul told them to hold on, and I'm telling you today, what must you do to be saved is one of the oldest questions that ever been asked and asked in the world today. We ask the question when we come in trouble, get trouble, have trouble in our lives. We ask the question, Lord, what must I do to be saved? And the Bible teaches us what we must do to be saved is to hold on to Jesus. For God has sent us a Savior, and his name is Jesus Christ. He has came, and God has came in the flesh. He has came to save you. And if you ask the question today, what must I do to be saved? But we know John writes, gives us an answer that says that Jesus said, I go away and I prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself. Hold on to Jesus, because he's coming. If you act and believe and trust in him, hold on to his unchanging hand. And if you hold on to him, he say he's gone. And I'm looking for the place that he prepared for me. He's prepared a place for me that I can come to him. I'm going to hold on like those men that was on that ship. Hold on a piece of that ship. But I want you to hold on to Jesus wholeheartedly. Don't let him go no matter what. Don't let nobody change your mind. Because everybody who comes to God must come the same way. That is to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is our Savior. And I heard earlier ago, Reverend Floyd Martin was saying about what Jesus Christ and what he's already done and how grateful God is. But we're saved by faith through grace, not of ourselves, but the gift of God. So I want somebody to listen today to understand, no matter what you're going through, no matter what's happening in your life, we got a whole lot going on. We got COVID, we got storm, we got killing, we got shooting, even young kids today. But God knows everything. He knows about us. He knows what we're going through. Someday, believe me, he's coming back. I get excited when I see that, because I have so many of my family members in the hospital that are real sick. So I keep on holding on the hand and God's unchangeable hand. He won't change. Once you accept him as your Lord and Savior and tell him that you need him and come to him by faith, he's gonna answer your question. Don't get discouraged. Sometimes Satan wants us to be discouraged, but we must seek God, for he will do what we need to be doing in life. Forgive me, y'all. I'm a little stumbling a little bit because I ain't studying like I should too. But I always got the word of my God in my heart. So be with us. Keep on trusting in God and know that he will save your soul. He will never leave you, not forsake you. And I believe that. See, that never to leave it again, let's take it back to what he said. He's going away to prepare a place for you. He's not going to leave you in between while he's preparing a place for you. And I know in my heart, God ain't never failed. He's already prepared a place for you. And if you just hold on to his unchanging hand and see what he's got for you, I'm waiting. David tells us that he waited. He can't wait to see the glory of God, to see him face to face. because you held on to him. And you will have a home there, Lord Jesus. But I'm not worried about the buildings y'all that they teach us about. I'm worried about Jesus. When I see him, I want to see him face to face. I want him to hold on. I just want to hold on to his hand. I got a lot of relatives that's in heaven. I believe they're in heaven. But I'm waiting to see Jesus. And I don't disrespect to them, but I want to see Jesus face to face in his righteousness. And if he keep me, and if I keep on following him the way he has told me in his word, I believe someday he's coming back. Even in the midst of the storms of life, we can hold on because I know he will. He will. And he has already prepared us a way. And we give thanks to him for that. And then I'm going to open up the doors of the church for you right now. The doors of the church, and the word says, we're saved by faith through grace. Not about ourselves, but it is a gift of God. And the Bible says we come by hearing and hearing the word of God. And we come through faith, by faith and believing and trusting in him, Lord Jesus. And we accept you today, thank you, Jesus, because there's somebody out today who has not heard your word, maybe. And they need you, Jesus. But through the anointing of the Holy Spirit and the Holy Ghost will touch their mind, that they may acknowledge you as their Lord and their Savior, Jesus Christ. And through the Spirit of God, through the Holy Spirit, you will anoint them and save them today. We hear them calling, Lord. They're like the man in the book of Luke that went to the temple to pray. They say he never opened his mouth, never looked up to heaven. But he said, Lord, help me a sinner. I've been there one day and I needed him. And I said, Lord, help me as a sinner. And I'm here to be a witness for him and tell you today that he saved me. And the Bible said, whosoever call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. You will be saved if you just call on his name and keep on trusting and believing to him. For God be the glory. Amen.
Amen. Hey, thank you, Deacon. Reverend Walter Williams. And I want to thank Reverend Floyd Martin and Deaconess Kay Walker and Reverend Arnetta. She had a little technical problem, but that's all right. Folks, this has been Hope is Alive right here on Studio W The Buzz. Keep it locked right here 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We'll see you next Sunday.
I was born by the river in a little tent. Like the river I've been running, running ever since. It's been a long time coming, but I know the change gonna come. Oh, yes. It's been too hard living, but I'm afraid to die. I don't know what's up there beyond the sky. It's been a long I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it is. Then I go to my brother. Ooh. And I say, brother, wind up knocking back down on the knee. Oh, there've been times that I thought I could last for long. Carry on. It's It's been a long, been a long, a long time coming, but I know change gonna come. Oh, yes it is, yes it is, yes it is. Said I know that a change is gonna come one day. I know a change gonna come. Yes it is. I know. Said life can be hard. Oh yeah. And times can get rough, but still I know.
Travel near or far.
Travel near
or far. Now raise it up. Say,
gotta be where you are. I wanna be where you are. Gotta be where you are. Come on, raise it before I'm saying.
Wanna be where you are.
Gotta be.
Gotta be where you are.
I wanna be where.
Wanna be where.
Wanna be where,
wanna be you, where are. You are.
Oh, I gotta be there.
Gotta be where you are.
Come on, worshiper, tell him I wanna be where you are.
Wanna be where you are.
Gotta be where.
Should be seen in us We are living epistles of him. Let's show he is real. Jesus revealed. Let's show he is real. Jesus revealed. Where is the love that covers and the heart quick to forgive? We just explore but Jesus refused to condemn. Let's show he's real. Jesus revealed. Let's show he's real. Jesus revealed. Let's show the Jesus that loves us.
Sometimes every song is not supposed to make us feel good.
To me. I'm know you say you got it bad right now. Let me say I know that feeling well. To make your plans for life and then watch them take a downswing. Let me encourage you while I encourage me. But he'll speak peace and it will end. The truth is,
yes, he cannot lie.
You're in his hands.
In his hands, and I won't be.
He promised that he'd be there.
He'd always be there.
So by faith he will answer
my prayer.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.